This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about Iron Man, not, sadly, the movie, rather the triathlon competition. The World Triathlon Corporation of Florida has been swallowed whole by the Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda. Purchase price was $650 million American dollars. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains why a company, Dalian, that made its money in real estate and media is making a bet on sports now.
Wanda already owns the AMC movie theater chain in the U.S. It's recently bought a Swiss sports marketing firm and a portion of a Spanish soccer team. It calls the Iron Man purchase part of its comprehensive sports strategy.
So it's a possibility that they see this as opportunity for vertical integration in a completely different area in sports and entertainment.
Carl Girth studies China at the University of California, San Diego. He says the company wants internationally well-known brands like Iron Man to draw attention and people to the hotels and other properties it already owns. Wanda says triathlons are on the cusp of explosion in China, but Jeff Wasserstrom at UC Irvine is skeptical.
Well, we've heard stories about skiing being poised to explode. We've been hearing about other things, but they are real niche things, and there is a bit of oversell.
But he does agree with the company's assessment that China's middle class is ready to move away from watching popular sports to joining in. David Barry, a sports economist at Southern Utah University, says what makes triathlons appealing is that it's not just for the most elite of athletes.
Well, what we're seeing as economies grow around the world and incomes go up around the world, that there's more and more interest in all sorts of sports. One could argue this is a sport that lots of different people can participate in.
And they need gear, hotels, training space, and airtime, which Wanda is happy to provide. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.